That's the UGA Redcoats practicing at Arcadia High School in California for the Rose Bowl. It's the sound of nearly 400 students in pursuit of excellence. For each student, the journey to the Rose Bowl was the adventure of a lifetime. Freshman Alan Hester of Rome, Georgia, plays the trumpet. The Rose Bowl was his first time ever in California.
I'm just very lucky to be a part of this generation of Redcoats to get to go to California, since it's only the second time in school history we've ever gone. So just to be a freshman and to be in this atmosphere is probably like the best experience we probably could have ever asked for. The seniors definitely are telling us, you don't know what you have. You know, we've seen it all. And for you to come into this situation and just Georgia kicking butt and going all the way to California, it's really, really cool.
UGA Athletics chartered a 747 to get the Redcoats to the Rose Bowl. In total, 480 people flew as part of the Redcoats crew. We're talking everyone from trombone players to baton twirlers, Georgette dancers, the property crew, five band directors, and on and on. More people than could actually fit on the 747. The stakes were high. A 5.5-mile march in the Rose Bowl parade, 13 marchers wide. Across the globe, 70 million people were watching. And then, the granddaddy of all college bowl games. For many Redcoats, this journey was another milestone.
As the band forms the arch, hallowed symbol of the university and of the state of Georgia, here's...
My name is Jordan Lockridge. I'm from Douglasville, Georgia, and this is my first time on a plane.
My name is Shawnee Darrington. I'm from Lugoff, South Carolina, and this is my first time on a plane.
I'm Sarah Butler from Suwanee, Georgia, and this is my first time on a plane.
I'm Malia Kraft from Hartwood, Georgia, and this is my first time on a plane.
I'm Benjamin Hauser from Grovetown, Georgia, and this is my first time on a plane.
Jordan says takeoff was terrifying.
I had never been more scared in my life than when the plane started taxiing down the runway.
Malia says the support of her dance team friends got her through.
I've taken some pretty long trips, like up north, but they were always like long car rides since I'd never been on a plane. And back home, people were asking me about me going to the game. They're like, you've been on a plane? And they're like, if you like roller coasters, you'll like this plane ride. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about a plane being like a roller coaster, because it's like, I was like, I don't know. But the girls were really supportive. Like, they were looking at me the whole time, just staring. They were like, are you having fun? And I was like, yeah, this is fun. But I'm glad I was able to experience with them. And they were always just really, like, encouraging, making sure I was okay.
Sarah agrees. Her Redcoat family made her first flight bearable.
At first, I was a little nervous, mostly just because I didn't know what to expect. But I was in a row full of some of my closest friends, and they were super encouraging the entire time. And they kept checking on me and making sure I wasn't scared. And once we kind of got up into the air, they were like, hey, Sarah, look out the window. And I looked out, and like the ground looked like it was crooked. And it was like the weirdest thing I've ever experienced, but it was a really awesome experience. And I wouldn't have wanted to do it with any other group of people. I really do feel like the Redcoat Band are like 400 of my closest friends.
Brett Baucom is an associate director of the Redcoats. He said travel is its own kind of education.
A lot of opportunities to travel, sometimes to places that you've always wanted to go there, and sometimes, I mean, it could be Missoula. Who wants to go to Missoula? Well, you might find out you love it. Who knows? The basketball band wound up in Spokane a few years ago, and they had a blast, had no idea. So that's another form of education right there.
For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.